We started on January 30th using a new, to us, not a new drug, but Tenecteplase. TNK or TN case has been around for a long, long time. It treated patients for acute MI. There's lots of studies that had gone on over the years that showed that there could be a possibility that it would be a benefit to our stroke patients over the current gold standard medication that was being used, Alteplase.
So, and acute MI, we should say that's heart attacks?
That's right. That's a heart attack. So Danville was using it for heart attack patients to get them to Heart of Mary.
What does this drug do?
So this drug has a quicker injection time. The other drug, it took a while to mix it, to waste, to give it, then it was a drip, then we hung up for an hour. This new drug is really just mix it and give it IV push over 5 to 10 seconds. So that makes the patient getting the medication quicker. The medication has a longer half-life. This drug has a half-life of 20 to 24 minutes. So it's going to work in your body longer. It has a better fibrin specificity. So that means the drug seeks out those clots better, finds them, and works on breaking them up quicker.
And it does it a lot faster than the previous drug being used.
Right, just by the nature of how fast we can give it and how quickly we can give it. It works, has better specificity, it attacks them quicker, it can stay in there longer, and it has a reduced risk of bleeding for the patient because it is a blood thinner.
Is this something which has an improved impact on patient outcomes? Is this a game changer in any way?
It really is a game changer. First, we need the patients to come to the hospital quicker. This medicine can only be given if you come to the hospital within 4.5 hours of your symptoms starting. Yes, will be a game changer, but I need help from the public to come to the hospital quicker so it can be a game changer for you.
It sounds like that's a constant message that you're trying to get out to the population of people who are at highest risk for strokes.
Right. We've probably given it about 10 times in both hospitals since January 30th, and a lot of people would think, gosh, Leslie, that's a pretty low number. The problem is we have a low number of patients to work with because they don't come in that time frame. And so it's a sad opportunity that we could give them if they would have just, a lot of patients, I'm going to take a nap, it'll get better, or I'm going to call my primary and wait on them to call me back, or it'll go away soon, it'll be fine. And so we really could have a better opportunity if patients came into the hospital quicker. We always want them to call 911. The ambulance can start treatment quicker than somebody driving them in a private vehicle.
Well, a patient may feel, well, something feels wrong, but I'm not sure what it is yet. I'm going to see if it keeps on feeling wrong. How do you get from that to, I need to take action now? And how do you know when to take action now?
We use the mnemonic BEFAST, B-E-F-A-S-T. And if you can identify with any of those letters in the alphabet, you need to come to the hospital right away. So B is for balance. If you have a sudden acute onset of dizziness or you're falling to one side or the other, I need you to call 911. E is eyes, double vision, loss of vision, unable to see on one side or the other. F, face. Somebody tells you you have a droopy mouth or a droopy eye. Your speech is slurred. A, arms. Stick your arms out like you're holding a pan. With the palms up, close your eyes. And if one arm deviates and they don't stay level and somebody sees that, that's a concern too. S, I talked about speech when we talked about face. And T is time, the 4.5 hour window we need you to get to the hospital.